This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. And you're also listening to us here on 93.7 FM. Also, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America, and a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via satellite, and our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. We thank all of you for the great job you're doing keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And take advantage of all the different things that we have over there for you to look at. Alrighty, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It is time to start with the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the big news to start the weekend is the way the week ended on Friday. The DOJ IG came out and said that he had completed his probe on the alleged FISA abuse. And there's all kinds of rumors circulating, and they are rumors. The Attorney General Barr now has this report to look at, and where they go from there, we don't know.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. They have finished their investigation, and they have sent to the Attorney General a list of the facts that they have found in their investigation. And, you know, they've interviewed over 100 people and looked at over 1 million documents, we understand. So the final draft will be submitted soon. We don't know exactly when, but this is the first part of that process of finalizing this report. And, of course, what many people are wondering, of course, is that there will certainly be some kind of explosive revelations here. We don't know exactly what yet, but we do know that it will likely have to do with how these FISA warrants were constructed, how they were presented to the court, and, of course, with what we do know already, there's a lot that is fishy about these documents and how this whole investigation came about to try to target a political campaign. And so, really, I think we're in for a roller coaster ride.
Well, the names that have surfaced more often than not are Andrew McCabe, the former deputy director of the FBI, and he's probably the number one person that they're looking at right now, and Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Now, are there other names? Perhaps. James Comey? Maybe. But I'm going to tell you right now, and this is what I've been hearing from my sources, the people at the lower end of the spectrum may or may not get indicted. And then they will hope that whoever they indict on the lower end might flip on the person directly above them, and so on and so on and so on. But the way it works in Washington, D.C., and I've seen it over and over and over again over the years, is somebody at the lower end of the spectrum may bite the bullet for everybody else, and they'll be properly taken care of in terms of money and finances for the rest of their life for doing just that.
Well, right. You know, we have seen that kind of thing happen.
Too many times.
Exactly. And this story is so big because, again, you know, what have we been talking about in this country for several years now? And that is the so-called Russia, hoax and this kind of thing that had gone on that was literally, no pun intended, trumped up against the president. And so this has derailed our political system. It has divided our country, all because some people wanted to, create this illusion for political purposes. And so this is going to be really the climax to all that. And I think people are going to have a very visceral reaction to it because, again, talk about attacking our democracy. Well, when you create this kind of illusion, you do just that.
Well, the people in the swamp in D.C. who have been making a fortune over the years just for merely being there, and knowing what they know and how to react and take advantage of what they know, they're the ones that did not want President Trump around because he promised to go in there and clean house. And now that he's actually been doing it to a certain degree, not totally, but he's certainly been doing the best he can with the circumstances presented him, now they're running scared.
Well, absolutely, and really, you can't go back. It's all of this is being exposed now, and so you're right. President Trump has been able to do all these things in spite of the pressure coming from the swamp or the deep state, whatever you want to call it, and he's been able to achieve a great amount of success. And I think when he goes before the American people in the reelection campaign, he's going to be able to say, look, I'm one of you. I'm trying to stop this kind of corruption, but in order to do it, I need to have more power in the Congress, and I need to be reelected.
Well, the generic Democratic-Republican poll is out. Democrats at one time held a 52-43 lead in advance of the midterms. Right now, as of today, it's a dead tie.
Well, exactly. That's because I think, especially with the collapse of the Mueller report and all that, this has been chipped away at.
All right, hold that thought. And the reason it's a dead tie, folks, and I believe Donald Trump is ahead, is because this poll leans to the left by about 5 or 6 percentage points. So, put that into play. Donald Trump is actually ahead. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
And I'd like to say hello to everybody in Reno, Nevada tonight because the CPAC West folks are out there in Reno over the weekend. And hope you guys all have a great time and get everything settled that you need to have so we can go on to organize for 2020. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. That's the father and son team out of Seattle. And the story behind them is that I have been a customer of Relief Factor for going on about 3.5 years now. And all of a sudden, I was contacted by them because they were listening to me coming back from wherever they were coming back from on the radio because I've got an affiliate, two affiliate stations in the Seattle and Tacoma, Washington, and Bremerton, Washington area. And they heard me on the radio, and they said, boy, we'd like to have this guy representing us. They called me up, and that became how I got involved with telling you about Relief Factor. But I am a customer. And I've been taking it because of the nagging pain that I've got due to the arthritis that I have because of all the different injuries I've had, both as a military person and as a firefighter. But I'll tell you, it works for me, and hopefully it will work for you. All you have to do, and this is doesn't have any narcotics in it, this is all natural. All you have to do is try the 1995 3-week quick start plan. That's all you got to do. And you'll know in 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work for you. And the fact of the matter is that if it does, then voila, you're in like Flynn. You just keep taking it as you need it, and away you go. I take it twice a day on a regular basis, and occasionally I have to take it a third time because of the pain that I suffer from with the arthritis. But go to the website, ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain, and sign up and try the 1995 3-week quick start and see what happens. I mean, after all you got to lose is pain, right? relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's been a very interesting week for the president, and he just doesn't seem to get credit for anything that he achieves from the biased, liberal, Trump-hating mainstream media. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely right, yeah.
And I just told you about that poll that should have been big news, right?
Of course, yeah.
And that certainly bodes well for the GOP taking back the House come this next year, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that being said, we're not hearing anything about it. Now, the reparations, the open borders, the free health care, the killing of the cows, the banning of straws, and all that stuff is what I guess people would rather hear if you're a Democrat.
Well, yes, and I think there are a lot of Democrats out there who want to hear that kind of thing. And at the same time, I think that you have people who are really sort of tired of hearing, you know, as you said, about, you know, getting rid of the cows and how we're all going to, you know, be deprived of the typical things that we have in our modern society because some elite people think that it's better to control you in that way by depriving you of these things while they themselves, of course, would continue to enjoy them.
Well, I just want everybody to think about something for a second, because the president this week single-handedly produced a large congressional victory for the GOP. A few weeks ago, Dan Bishop, the GOP candidate, was 17 points behind with just 3 weeks to go. The media was absolutely positively livid over the fact that Bishop was going to lose, and so was President Trump. Well, what happened this week? Two races in North Carolina, both won by the Republicans in the 9th Congressional District race, which was a bellwether race for Trump. Well, if it was, and the Democrats were going to use that as their stepping stone to increase on their margins, and they didn't, what's that tell anybody?
Well, if it had gone the other direction, and if Dan Bishop had not won, and Trump had done his rally there, then, of course, the Democrats would be saying, you see, Trump is waning, people are starting to turn against him, it's not going to work, and we got this great momentum going into 2020. But, of course, the opposite happened, but you're not going to hear that from them.
Here's the deal, Kyle. You'll never hear another word about this rally from the Democrats because they know it worked.
Oh, sure. Exactly. Yeah, well, Trump has that kind of draw and star power, but also at the same time, too, Captain, it's the message. President Trump comes to town and talks about all the great things that are happening in our country for all kinds of different people, from all walks of life, different ethnicities, different racial backgrounds, and everybody seems to be doing better, and look at the record unemployment. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the reasons why, especially at the debate last week, they didn't want to talk about the economy.
Well, let's talk about David Axelrod, because David Axelrod, who is the self-imposed guru of Barack Obama days, had something very interesting to say about your little neighbor out there, Senator Kamala Harris.
But she hasn't had a consistent message. And I'm not sure that she solved that problem tonight. She had some good moments in this debate. She had one really bad moment, which was this "Yes, we can" line to Joe Biden about guns. It was just an inappropriate time, and the laugh was inappropriate. But she also had some very, very good moments, including, I think, the last answer she gave. But what is missing is that sort of coherent message that she drives.
And coherent message she drives? Really?
Yeah, I don't know what message that is. And I'm going to go out on a limb here, Captain. Could she possibly be a worse candidate than Hillary? I mean, it's a real close second or almost a tie, but she just can't seem to connect, as I've said before. She doesn't seem to have breakout star power. Mayor Pete, I think, has more of a breakout star power than she does.
Yeah, well, listen to Kamala Harris flip-flop on the police shootings. If you know what she said before, listen to what she said this time.
Also a concern for people of color is criminal justice reform. Senator Harris, you released your plan for that just this week, and it does contradict some of your prior positions. Among them, you used to oppose the legalization of marijuana, now you don't. You used to oppose outside investigations of police shootings, now you don't. You've said that you changed on these and other things because you were, quote, swimming against the current, and thankfully the currents have changed. But when you had the power, why didn't you try to effect change then?
I'm glad you asked me this question, and there have been many distortions of my record. Let me be very clear. I made a decision to become a prosecutor for two reasons. One, I've always wanted to protect people and keep them safe. And second, I was born knowing about how this criminal justice system in America has worked in a way that has been informed by racial bias.
Here we go with the race thing. That's how we're going to get out of it.
Well, right. And what happens is that, you know, you can sort of be perceived as a particular, only one particular viewpoint on things. And again, not the ability to connect with people on all different, from all different walks of life, all different levels, and try to give the projection that you want to be the president for everybody. And Kamala Harris just, again, doesn't seem to be able to sort of cross that bridge. And I think it's really, really hurt her. So and also, Captain, I think that to some degree early on in these in this election season, she might have had the perception that, hey, I might be the anointed one. You know, people may really want to.
Well, she did, because she was the chosen one by the Obamas.
The Obamas, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, and then Biden got into the race, got the instant front runner status. She hasn't been able, and she wasn't really able to do anything about it at the debate this last Thursday night. And so, quite frankly, I don't know where she goes from here. I think she might be running on empty at this point.
I think she goes back to California.
Yep.
But Elizabeth Warren, let's see if I can get this in real quick. This is what Elizabeth Warren said about Afghanistan.
What we're doing right now in Afghanistan is not helping the safety and security of the United States. It is not helping the safety and security of the world. It is not helping the safety and security of Afghanistan. We need to bring our troops home. And then we need to make a big shift. We cannot ask our military to keep solving problems that cannot be solved militarily.
All right, well, I got to stop it there because the break's going to come up here. But what she went on to say was that we have to make more economic investment in Afghanistan, put more money in there, and build schools and libraries and roads and this, that, and the other. What does the Taliban do every time we build a school or a power plant somewhere? What do?
Yeah, well, they attack it. And
they blow it up.
Yeah.
All right, they don't want it. And by the way, there's more Taliban floating around there than there is other people, because the ones with the guns are the Taliban. The other folks don't have the guns, and here we go again, right?
Exactly.
All right, hold on. I'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. I think you know where we're going here, folks, but good Lord. All right, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
the family that owns OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma use Swiss and other hidden accounts to transfer over $1 billion to themselves, according to New York's Attorney General. The state of New York is asking a judge to enforce subpoenas of many companies, banks, and advisors to Purdue and its owners, the Sackler family, and they said they've uncovered what was previously unknown wire transfers among family members and entities they control over several financial institutions. The transfers bolster allegations by New York and other states that the Sacklers worked to shield their wealth in recent years because of mounting worries about legal threats over the painkillers. Quick glance at the stock market. The S&P 500 slipped to 3,007. The Dow Jones Industrial Average posted its eighth straight gain to 27,219. And the NASDAQ fell to 8,176. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program. And if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and thank you very much, Mike Gallagher. By the way, his studio's just down the hallway from me, probably about 25, 30 feet away from where I'm sitting right now. You hear him on many of these great radio stations, too. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Geico. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. And Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me. And your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV, even your snowmobile and your wave runner or jet ski. So they can help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too, just by going through your Geico insurance agent. Now, find out who that is by going to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com for more information. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Beto O'Rourke. Beto, Beto, Beto. Oh, Beto. Listen to this nonsense right here.
On August 3rd, in El Paso, Texas, two things became crystal clear for me and I think produced a turning point for this country. The first is just how dangerous Donald Trump is, the cost and the consequence of his presidency. A racism and violence that had long been a part of America was welcomed out into the open and directed to my hometown of El Paso, Texas, where 22 people were killed, dozens more grievously injured by a man carrying a weapon he should never have been able to buy in the first place, inspired to kill by our president.
You know, I've said some things about Beto in the past, But I'm going to say something about that comment he just made. I believe he is mentally unbalanced.
Well,
to make a comment like that.
Yeah, it is such a far stretch. And it's really, I think, it shows that the real desperation, I mean...
On his part, yeah.
On his part.
Because he ain't going nowhere.
Well, of course, he doesn't have a ghost of a chance of being the nominee, and he doesn't have a ghost of a chance of being elected president. And so maybe he's just now sort of free-for-alling it and trying to just say stuff that is going to be so controversial and make him
now,
procurers.
Now, one guy's got it. If you want to get elected, try giving people money. Listen to this.
When you donate money to a presidential campaign, what happens? The politician spends the money on TV ads and consultants, and you hope it works out. It's time to trust ourselves more than our politicians. That's why I'm going to do something unprecedented tonight. My campaign will now give a freedom dividend of $1,000 a month for an entire year to 10 American families, someone watching this at home right now. If you believe that you can solve your own problems better than any politician, go to yang2020.com and tell us how $1,000 a month will help you do just that.
All right, so for $1,000 a month for 10 families, and I don't know who they were, and I don't even know if he gave out the money or not. We haven't heard yet. That's going to buy him some votes.
Well, sure, yeah. And, of course, it goes to this idea of the basic income kind of an idea as well. This is sort of, it's not really unprecedented for him. I understand he's given away money before as a businessman, and because he talked about this in the post-debate interviews, saying he saw that it changed people's lives and so forth. But honestly, Captain, the answer in our country is not to somehow give out a basic income.
No.
But the answer is to make it, you know, create the environment where when people work hard, they keep more of their money and they're able to become more successful.
Now, I'm going to play this little clip between Joe Biden and Juan Castro. And before I start with the clip, did anybody other than me notice that Juan Castro was standing on a little elevator box so that he could be as tall as everybody else on the stage?
Yeah, I've seen a picture of this. Yeah, he's definitely standing on some kind of box.
That yep.
I understand that it looks like Kamala Harris and Klobuchar might have also been on boosters.
They were all trying to look equal in height behind the microphones.
Right. Exactly.
That's even the women.
That's right.
And the shortest guy that was there was Castro. But listen to this back and forth. And this is where you know Joe Biden is in trouble.
10 million people uncovered. He wanted every single person in this country covered. My plan would do that. Your plan would not.
They do not have to buy in. They do not have to buy in.
You just said that. You just said that 2 minutes ago. You just said 2 minutes ago that they would have to buy in. You said they would have to buy in.
They would have to buy in. If you qualify for Medicaid,
are you forgetting what you said 2 minutes ago?
Automatically being for it.
Okay. That was a shot across the bow.
It really was a shot across the bow, but it was done in such a horrible fashion. You know, you even heard the crowd there, but I think, generally speaking, the way he went about it, and by the way, Julian Castro was wrong about what he was saying about Joe Biden as well. Now, Biden makes gaffes and all that, we all know that, and even Spartacus is sort of joining in on this thing,
yep.
Well, you know, we've got to be concerned now, or something like that.
Yeah. Yep. Have you ever bought any 2% milk?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Well, now I'm going to talk to you about, I'm going to play a little of 2% Cory Booker, because 2% is what his current ratings are in the presidential race. Listen to this.
I just want to let you know.
Maybe he's cooler than I am, but there are definitely moments where you listen to Joe Biden and you just wonder. But I don't know. Look.
Senator, are you saying he's too old to be president?
No, I'm definitely not saying that, because I've listened to Joe Biden over the years and often felt like there were times that he is going on or meandering in his speech. Look, I want someone that can excite and energize and call us to a campaign like we saw back in 08 and 12, where we had the record turnouts, and somebody who can speak to the fullness of the Democratic Party. If I believe Joe Biden was that person, I wouldn't be sitting here.
Okay, Mr. 2% is telling us what it needs, what he needs to win, like they had in 08 and 12.
Well, sure, you know.
And their big crowds that they had, their record crowds. Well, seems to me somebody else had crowds at that time. First time around it was, let's see, McCain and what's-her-face out of Alaska, Sarah Palin. She was drawing big, big, big crowds.
Well, sure, absolutely. Well, Cory Booker, Spartacus, as he's become to be known now, of course, you know, it's interesting that, you know, he wants to make sure he's not going to be called an ageist, for any reason, obviously. But he certainly did try to jump on the bandwagon of saying, you know, you got to wonder about Joe Biden and what he's saying and all that, because the order of the night was to, you know, we got to get Biden. We got to try to chop him down. We got to try to make him look bad. But yet, Captain, in the snap polls following the debate, Biden is continuing to hold on to his front-runner status. And they also have to deal with the following. They have to deal with the idea that the general election voter is not the kind of voter that they're pandering to right now in terms of a rabid base, people looking for these radical ideas. Joe Biden is a much better general election candidate. They know it. But they don't want to go that direction. They want to be much more radical.
I am running into more and more Democrats who are not being Democrats anymore. They're either turning their party affiliation over to Republican or they're becoming independents. But they're done with the Democratic Party because of these radicals that are there because they do not represent what they stand for. And I'm being serious.
Well, right. I mean, even just take the notion of healthcare. Now, obviously, you can have a debate, should there be socialized healthcare or free healthcare, and that's a debate. But when it comes to, say, providing healthcare to anybody, especially those, and I'm talking not emergency care, but illegal aliens.
Yep.
Emergency care is always provided, but long-term healthcare, you got all these candidates who are essentially supporting that, and the American people think that's completely out of step what they want. Yeah.
They do, and all the polls show that, and these people are just throwing stuff up there to see what's going to stick, and nothing that they're throwing up there is sticking. And oh, by the way, Nancy Pelosi yesterday looked like somebody took a paintbrush and painted her face. Did you see her on television?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, you talk about makeup. It looked like somebody painted her a face.
Well, I think they're all terrified. You know, and you got Jerry Nadler over there, you know, just continuing on with his impeachment, you know, fantasy that he has. And Nancy Pelosi is just in the middle of this whole thing, and then snapping at the reporters the way that she did. Because the whole thing is just a chaotic nightmare. And that's really where the story is. And I think you've had some of these different media folks, they were gonna be honest, they would be talking about why is the Democrat Party
falling apart. And here's how we're gonna end the week.
Mr. Vice President, I want to come to you and talk to you about inequality in schools and race. In a conversation about how to deal with segregation in schools back in 1975, you told a reporter, "I don't feel responsible for the sins of my father and grandfather. I feel responsible for what the situation is today, for the sins of my own generation, and I'll be damned if I feel responsible to pay for what happened 300 years ago."
You said... All right, I'm going to stop it there, but Kyle, we'll talk to you on Monday. That's where he said, listen to your record player at night. Oh, I love it, I love it, I love it. The gift that keeps on giving. I'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Song I wrote, little boogie tune called Race Radio. Little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right feet, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. When I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. When Well, I was headed to Memphis. It was late one night when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, Ray Carlisle Rooster Cruising there tonight, and that goes out to Gary and all the boys coming out of Memphis. FedEx Freight coming out of Memphis tonight. And Gary, you truck them safe, and thanks for chiming in here a little while ago. And we appreciate the good comments you made about the show and everybody up there in Memphis at the main terminal. Alrighty. Well, here we go, because, wow, the tropics are heating up, but that's not the only thing we got going on, and I will get to the tropics in a minute. First, let me take a look at the highways and byways. Eastern part of Florida, coming out of South Florida, I-95, you might have some rain showers on and off, over the weekend. Might even have showers on up into Georgia, and by Monday morning could be up into South Carolina and or North Carolina. Sound familiar? Well, yep, I'll get into that in a minute. But other than that, you're looking good up 95 all the way to Maine. In upstate New York, there's some unsettled weather conditions coming off Lake Ontario, not only in the Buffalo area, but across through into central New York, and some different storms have been floating through there, and some rain, and up there in the Watertown area as well. And then going up into Michigan, you've got some scattered showers a little bit north of Michigan. You got some scattered showers about halfway up along the Lake Huron area. And also going up into northern Michigan around Lake Superior, you've got some scattered showers and some gale winds coming again off the lake way, way, way up north in the upper peninsula of Michigan. Now, there's some rain in Wisconsin tonight, not only towards Madison, but also off to the west. If you're traveling I-90, you'll probably run into some before you get to the line, the Wisconsin and Minnesota line, that is. And then in southwestern Minnesota, you've got some rain tonight there. Goes out into South Dakota, takes you about halfway across the state. And then in the northern part of Nebraska tonight, there are some showers there along I-80, so be advised of that. Down in the Dallas area tonight, we've got some patchy fog down there, and the possibility for some dense fog between now and morning. Conditions are ripe for that. And then going over to Wyoming tonight, there's a fire advisory for the southern part of Wyoming coming up out of Colorado along I-25. And then you've got some unsettled weather conditions there in western Wyoming and in northeastern and central Wyoming. Going over to Nevada, you've got some unsettled weather conditions across most of the state, as well as over going up over the top of Downer down the other side. By the way, there is a fire threat advisory in central Oregon, and then over into the Downer area down towards Auburn Hills. And off the west side of California, over towards the west side, you're going to have some much warmer temperatures there along Los Angeles. The possibility of some scattered rain there coming in off the ocean. And it is what it is. Now, let's take a look at the tropics, because this is starting to look like a ping pong match here. There are three tropical waves coming off the coast of Africa, out into the Atlantic Ocean, moving to the west. Not one, not two, but three. There is a fourth system that has developed, is developing, I should say, in the eastern edge of the Gulf, that looks like it's going to be drifting west and could develop over the next 2 to 3 days. Where it's going to go, don't know. When they get in the Gulf, you never know what they're going to do. And then we've got Tropical Storm Umberto, which right now is somewhere close to, if not directly over, the Bahamas. And there's going to be tropical force winds, heavy rainfall for portions of the northwestern Bahamas all day today. There will be no storm surge. Thank you very much for that. But the heavy rainfall and scattered flash flooding will be possible this weekend for those areas in the Bahamas, and possibly possibly coastal sections of eastern Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. Now, there is a chance of heavy rainfall affecting coastal North Carolina earlier this next week, but we'll see how that plays out. Now, this is all because of Umberto, and Umberto is a storm that has pretty much risen out of the ashes, if you will, because it was drifting and it wasn't doing this and moved off to the east. But it's just a little bit east of the Bahamas right now. And we'll see what happens. It is forecast not to hit the mainland of the United States, but it is forecast to go out to sea and follow the contour of the U.S. until it makes that hard right turn and goes out somewhere over the Atlantic Ocean. But a lot of activity going on right now in the tropics. So if you're coming south from the north with any type of freight, you want to pay attention to the weather. And people down here again in Florida, you know, just because we didn't get hit with the hurricane that came sailing up through here a week ago doesn't mean that we won't see something else. So keep your hurricane supplies and your go-kit handy, because it's definitely going to get interesting for the next, I would say, minimum 2 weeks with all these different systems that are out there. And, wow, you got to know that one of them is going to be something that we'll have to pay attention to. You got to know. Now, having a lot of fun talking about Joe Biden and the Democrats and this, that, and the other. And, of course, even though she's not running for president, she still is always in the news whenever she says something. And that would be the face of the Democratic Party, little old AOC. Well, she came out with her latest climate scare. She says that there is a major U.S. city that could be gone from the face of the earth in just a few years if we don't do something about her green climate plan. AOC, please don't leave the padded room. Goodness sakes. And she said that she's woken up at 3:30 in the morning before because of all the anxiety about climate change and people aren't taking it seriously, and she's so worried and so concerned. And by the way, she also claims that the Republicans could create a lifelong stain on their careers by opposing the Trump impeachment. Really? The stain is going to be on the Democrats that are stupid enough to vote for this, if they do. That's going to be the stain. And I'll tell you what, if you don't believe me, watch what happens if they do, in fact, try to pass that in the House and it goes to the Senate and nobody wants to hear it and it gets sent back and it's just a nothing burger. Watch what happens. The majority of the people in this country are aware of the fact that the Democrats are not doing the jobs they were elected to do because of the impeachment and Jerry Nadler. And I hope somebody wakes up and votes Jerry Nadler the hell out of office. I hope. All right, well, going to break, coming back, Ron Edwards will be with us, and we got a lot of stuff to talk about with him. We'll get into the DOJ IG release of the information there and what's going to happen next. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.